Navigation by Amit Majmudar. Won't be much longer now before the art of talking someone through to where they've got to get is lost. No one is going back, what with the navigation and the dash. Main problem was, its audience didn't want it. Needing it was a sign of weakness, rolling the window down and waving your directions, that penciled list of missed turns or white flag. Then to be told you should have swung that left. Or no, it's Statler Road, not Tatter Road. Or that you've got a ways to go. Meanwhile, the niece's flute recital you had sworn to show for enters its adagio. Or first you got to get back on the highway. But how they loved it, everyone you asked. The navigators, the natives who knew the way and took its telling seriously. They'd hurry over from their stroll and hear your problem like a doctor. Maybe take the paper off your hands. The face would go dreamy a moment, gazing down the street. They accessed all their years, the hourglass turning and turning there on the mind's screen. These were the streets they biked as kids and drove to work each morning. Every inward map, in a way a map of the interior, came with its own highlighted landmarks. One might place your left turn by the corner shell, another tell you it was past the Walgreens, whichever sign they stared at every day, waiting out the long red. They would unroll the whole remembered layout of their world and measure it for you in traffic lights, drive in their minds the whole way with you, and warn you in advance of all the tempting wrong turns, of all the places you would have to pass up before you saw it on your left, can't miss it. Until you took that first turn, safely on your way, they wouldn't turn back to their lives. They stood like parents on the sidewalk, watching.